Hi, folks. Welcome to The Frontline. I'm glad you could join us here. I'm Nathan Pierce with Family Protection Ministries, and we're going to be looking at AB 1955 and an update there, as well as a couple of updates on events that we will be doing in the near future where you can get engaged, you can learn about homeschooling, and you can learn about how you can make a difference in advocacy for private homeschooling and the family. So as we get started, let's read a passage from Psalms that can be an encouragement to us. Psalm chapter 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord, of God of Jacob, protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. And in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. I really appreciate this passage, and specifically the verses 7 and 8. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. And looking back to verse 6, it reminds us that the saving might of his right hand, that's something to speak of. The Lord saves his anointed is what it says at the beginning of verse 6. And that is so true. And we can remember that no matter what's going on in the world around us, we can be encouraged to know that God does save his anointed. He saves us from all kinds of things, but ultimate salvation is in him for all eternity. And that helps put in perspective the challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis. So with that in mind, with that perspective, with that eternal view, let's get into it. Welcome to The Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on The Frontline. Okay, so I want to start with some events that are coming up soon, and then we'll get into AB 1955. Coming up in just starting next week, have a couple of events in Southern California that I'll be present at or speaking at. So I'm going to start with one. I'm actually not speaking, but I'm going to be there in attendance. It's called Freedom Homeschool Expo. It's in Oceanside. I would encourage you to visit if you're in the neighborhood. I'll be there with Chia, and we'll be there just helping people out with their understanding of homeschooling and freedom, how they can get involved in protecting freedom for homeschooling and for families. It's a free event, so you can learn more about that online. It's called Freedom Homeschool Expo in Oceanside, and that is happening on June 21st, so you can check that out. And then that's in Oceanside. Then we're going to move up in California a bit to Temecula, have a meetup that's just a small event. We're going to be meeting at Barnes & Noble to just have a sit-down meet-and-greet time in Temecula. And that's Saturday, June 22nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. I'll be hanging out there with fellow homeschool folks talking about the current, what's going on with legislation in Sacramento, what's going on with FPM, and answering questions for anyone that comes. So hope to see you there if you're in that neck of the woods. Next up, the same day, Saturday, June 22nd, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., I'll be in Irvine at the Chick-fil-A on Irvine Boulevard, 6428 Irvine Boulevard in Irvine, California. So same thing again, that's a meetup. Love to see you there. Following that, the Sunday, June 23rd, I'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. at Hope Chapel in Hermosa Beach. And this will be an event where it's sponsored by the church, hosted by the church, and it's informational about homeschooling, other school options, basically alternatives to traditional public school education. So if you are interested in that topic and would like to learn more about that, come check that out. Visit that event at Hope Chapel in Hermosa Beach, June 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. On that Sunday afternoon. So it'd be great to see you there. After that, there's a few other events that I'm working on details still, but there is coming up our Homeschool Freedom Day in San Diego, and I really want to encourage you to share information about this with your friends. We are opening registration up for this event very soon. It's not open yet, but I really want to make sure it gets on your calendar, which is why I keep talking about it. We have a couple of legislators that might be coming. We're still working on confirmation and details on that. But we do have we do have an event. This event is right after and in combination with CHIA's leadership conference down in San Diego, and that's happening on the 23rd of August down in La Mesa at Grossmont, the chapel at Grossmont. So I would encourage you to visit that if you're interested in what's going on in the world of leadership and homeschooling. Check that out at Chia's event that we're working together on. And that's a leadership event. We'll have Zan Tyler and Will Estrada, both great encouragement, inspiring speakers. And they've been involved in homeschooling for a lot of years and have been really instrumental in protecting homeschool freedoms, both here in California and across the nation. So I encourage you to check that out. But then the next day, the same two of them and a number of other speakers will be speaking at Homeschool Freedom Day as well. Homeschool Freedom Day is focused on both inspiring and training people to be involved in advocacy for protecting the right to homeschool in California, which is in great peril. It is a state where we have a lot of homeschool freedom, but it comes at a cost. We have to keep working to protect it. So this is your opportunity in the San Diego area to tune in, to show up and learn about how you and your family can get involved in advocacy and protect homeschool freedom. We'll have people there that can be both inspiring and also educate you in simple ways that you can make a difference. So that event is on the 24th of August, coming up at the same place, the chapel at Grossmont. So that's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on August 24th. I'd encourage you to be there. Next, I'm going to be getting into some legislative updates. And so that's it for the events, and hope that you're able to come to one of those events. If not, I would love to hear from you where you would like to see us show up at an event. And if it's your group and able to host something, we'd love to hear from you because we definitely need to connect with all parts of the state of California. So if we haven't been to your neck of the woods and you'd like to see us there, please let me know. Okay, and now for a legislative update. I want to talk a little bit about AB 1955. Now, this is something you probably have heard something about. It's gotten some news made about it. I will just give you an update as of today because I've already given some information in the past, so I'll start with a little bit of an update, then I'll give you some background information. Today, that is Thursday, the 13th of June, AB 1955 passed the floor with a 29-8 vote on the floor in the state Senate. Many legislators gave passionate speeches about their perspective on the bill, stories from their own past, stories from others, and their expectations for the future, their concerns about what the bill would do, and their concerns about the need for the bill, and all from various different perspectives. The bill has been sent back to the Assembly now, where the amendments, in fact, the entire bill, we'll get into that, where the amendments must be approved in a procedure called concurrence. You can take action on this bill now by calling your California State Assembly member. You can find your Assembly member and their contact information on our website if you go to fpmca.org/myrep. You can visit our detailed page on AB 1955 on our website at fpmca.org/AB1955. And you can get information about what the bill does and what some of the issues are. You can get more bullet points of what to talk about if you want to call your legislator about this bill. And we will post regular updates there on what the status of the bill is. So one question that kind of tops the whole list in terms of why are we reporting on this bill is, why do parents who homeschool or have their kids in private schools care about AB 1955? This is a public school bill, right? Well, because the bill undermines the pillars of freedom upon which the legal right to enroll your children in private school or homeschool has been established. The bill AB 1955 goes after both religious freedom and parental rights, which are the two fundamental rights upon which the right to homeschool rests. So it's important that we go after anything that attacks those freedoms so that we can maintain the stable foundation upon which homeschooling rests. So that's why it's so critical that we get involved in AB 1955 and why all of you need to help us. So currently, as I mentioned, the status is that it passed the Senate floor Thursday, June 13th, and the next stop is the Assembly floor, where all 80 Assembly members must vote on this bill in concurrence. Now, a little in terms of background, this bill has gone through the entire legislative cycle, just about, and is nearing the very end where it would go to the governor's desk. And what that means is that it's gone through what we call the entire legislative process, or the life cycle of legislation. And we have another video on the life cycle of legislation that I would encourage you to take a look at if you have questions about where this bill is or what different things mean about committees and all of that. That video on life cycle of legislation goes into a lot of detail on those things, and it can be really helpful to understand the process in order to understand where a bill is at and what actions are appropriate for you to take. So I just want to encourage you to take a look at this chart. Now, this chart, which you can also find on our website and is used extensively in our video on the life cycle of legislation, starts out with a bill starting in either house. That's what is represented by these blue boxes on the top, upper left, and red boxes on the bottom, lower left. If you look at the top, this is where an assembly bill starts. And since we're talking about AB 1955, that's where we're going to start on this chart. It started in the assembly. It was introduced by a legislator, Mr. Ward, and it went through committees. Then it was sent across after the assembly voted to pass the bill. Then it went over to the Senate and then went through committees in the Senate. Now, ultimately, what happened was right here in the middle of the Senate, as it was about to get passed out the end of the Senate, they gutted the entire bill. What does that mean? Well, in order to explain that, we have to realize that bills start with a topic and address a topic by making a new law. In this case, the bill didn't have anything to do with parental rights, but now it does. So it was gutted and amended. Everything that was in the bill originally was taken out, and this new bill was put in, the one that we're concerned about. So essentially it's a different bill, but it still has the same number. It's sort of a way of, you might call it cheating, but it's a way of continuing on with a bill that's already gone through most of the process and skipping some steps so that they can get their bill passed faster. So ultimately, the bill went through the end of the Senate as a different bill than when it was at the beginning of the Senate, or what the bill was in the Assembly. So it did end up going through the Education Committee and the Appropriations Committee in its amended state just in the last couple of weeks. And now it's on its way back for what's called concurrence because the bill was amended in the Senate. It has to go back to the Assembly so that they can agree with the amendments that the Senate did. Now, this process was originally created so that if fine-tuning was done in the Senate, little tweaks here and there, that the Assembly would be given the opportunity to agree with those tweaks or to disagree with them. In this case, the bill is a completely different topic than it was originally, and so the Assembly is actually seeing the bill for the first time, really, because they've never seen this language before. Of course, in this situation, with AB 1955, it's being talked about all over the place, so legislators on the Assembly side have actually been hearing about it and have probably been looking at it some. But all that being said, it's now in the Assembly, and it needs to go to the Assembly floor for concurrence, so all the Assembly members, all 80 of them, need to vote on AB 1955 before it can get passed all the way to the governor's office. Now, that's where the bill is today. The bill is in the Assembly. It will be brought up to the floor at some point in the near future. We don't know if it's early next week or some week later down the road, but ultimately AB 1955 is likely to be voted on by the California State Assembly, which means that if you want to make your voice heard on this bill, you can by calling your assembly member. Everyone in California has an assembly member. Now, our legislature, made up of two branches, the Senate and the Assembly, has 40 senators and 80 assembly members. So every senator represents 1 million Californians. Every assembly member represents 500,000 Californians. So actually, your assembly member is actually closer to you. You have, you're a larger percentage of their constituency. You are 1/500th of their constituency as opposed to 1/1,000,000th of their constituency. So you have twice as much sway. Your voice matters twice as much to an assembly member as it does to a senator. So think of it that way. So your assembly members want to hear from you. They want to know what matters to you, and you can have an impact on them. So I would encourage you to call your assembly member at the link fpmca.org/myrep. You can find who represents you in the California State Assembly. Call them and tell them to vote no. Now, if you're not sure why, you can use some of the bullet points that are listed on our webpage on at fpmca.org/AB1955. Let me read some of them to you. AB 1955 erodes parental rights and acts as an incremental step towards separating parent from child, replacing the parent with the state. This bill deals with the issue of gender identity, but what will be next? AB 1955 takes power away from the local school boards and gives it to the state by granting immunity to teachers who violate local school policies established by locally elected school boards. AB 1955 starts down a slippery slope of having the state government take over policy issues that belonged in the purview of local control. AB 1955 creates division between parents and their children because it allows for teachers to conceal information from parents, thus destroying trust in the family and undermining the family structure. AB 1955 leads to confusion and causes a lack of transparency between the child and their parents. The student might not communicate effectively with their parents or understand that they have to explicitly give permission to their teacher to tell their parents about their decision. AB 1955 restricts the freedom of parents to help their children make decisions about gender identity and establishes the state as the authority on this issue. This allows the school system to influence the child without the knowledge and permission of the parents. AB 1955 opens the door to keeping secrets from parents regarding a student's gender identity, but what will be next? So the action items are: call your state assembly member to express your opinion on this topic. Second, you can visit your assembly member's district office to talk to them or their staff about this bill. These are both helpful, but most importantly, pray. Help us to defeat this bill and protect homeschooling, parental rights, and the family. So I hope that's helpful to you. If you have other questions, please email them to us and we will do our best to answer them. Or you can give us a call, 916-786-3523. That's it for now, folks. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next time. And remember, if God is for us, who can be against us? Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.